Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 29th, Thankful Tuesday. We are journeying through passages that talk about the Holy Spirit. We have read two passages from the Old Testament that speak about God empowering certain people for certain tasks. And now we're transitioning to the New Testament. Today we'll read about the Spirit empowering Jesus our Lord, and then eventually about how God's Spirit comes to be with the believers. Now we believe that the Spirit is always with us, so it'll be interesting for us to see the transition from the Old Testament to the New Testament and how the Spirit is continually at work with God's people. So let's read from Matthew chapter 3, starting in verse 1 through chapter 4 and verse 10. And this is the role of the Spirit in Jesus' baptism and temptation. So as I'm reading, if you hear the word Spirit, let your ears perk up to see what the Spirit is doing. John the Baptist prepares the way. In those days, John the Baptist came to the Judean wilderness and began preaching. His message was, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." The prophet Isaiah was speaking about John when he said, "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him.'" John's clothes were woven from coarse camel hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locust and wild honey. People from Jerusalem and from all of Judea and over the Jordan Valley went out to see and hear John. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to watch him baptize, he denounced them. "You brood of snakes," he exclaimed. "Who warned you to flee the coming wrath? Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Don't just say to each other, 'We're safe, for we are descendants of Abraham.' That means nothing. For I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones. Even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever the roots of the trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I, so much greater that I am not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is ready to separate the chaff from the wheat with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area, gathering the wheat into his barn, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire." Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." And then we'll turn over to Matthew 4, which is entitled "The Temptation of Jesus." Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and became very hungry. During that time, the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say, he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone." Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God." Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. "I will give it all to you," he said, "if you will kneel down and worship me." "Get out of here, Satan," Jesus told him, "for the scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I'm so encouraged that our Lord Jesus uses scripture to shoo away the devil. Maybe that's not a strong enough term. He says, "Get out of here, Satan." It just reminded me that we too are called to be a people of the word. As Wayne preached yesterday, that we read the scripture not so that we can check a box, but because we're trying to kindle the fire. We are trying to put ourselves in a place where God's Spirit might speak to us. May it be that as we read God's word, we are giving the Spirit something to work with. And let us pray, as Wayne said he does, that the Spirit might make the words on the page actually God's living word for us today. In this passage, we see the Spirit of God coming to be on Jesus our Lord when he is baptized, when he is obedient to God's plan, and then immediately the Spirit sends Jesus into the desert for a time of testing. And in this period of testing, the Spirit empowers and prepares our Lord for his ministry. And so we pray today that the Lord would empower us for the work of ministry as well, and that the Spirit would remind us of the words of Jesus. On this Thankful Tuesday, I think we have a lot to be thankful for. One is the Holy Spirit of God who lives within us. Two, our Lord Jesus who came and lived a perfect life and died on our behalf. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for not giving in to temptation. We also want to be thankful for things around us, people, places, things, and then, of course, as we mentioned, attributes of God. Will you pray with me? Father, we enter together into a time of prayer, praising and thanking you for your Spirit who lives with us. Thank you for the empowerment of the Spirit and for the Spirit's help when we enter into times of testing. Today, rest upon us as you did upon the Lord Jesus. Conform our hearts to his. Do your supernatural work through your word. Kindle in us a fire that comes to a flame of love for you and your church. We thank you, Lord, for people in our lives today. Today, we want to thank you for a little person, someone who is a bundle of joy in our lives. We also want to thank you for a healthcare provider. We lift their names up to you. And now we want to thank you for someone in the service industry, someone who gives of themselves to see others flourish. We also want to stop and thank you for places. Thank you for this very room where we sit or stand. Thank you for this city where we reside and for those who govern it. Thank you for our nation. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon it. And thank you, Lord, for creating this wonderful world. Help us to look at the trees around us and see your beauty within. We thank you, Lord, for some things, material and spiritual blessings that you have provided. And finally, Lord, we thank you for your character. For you, Jesus, are a strong tower. You are an ever-present help in times of need. You are our greatest example, and you are the giver of all good gifts. Bless my brothers and sisters today, whatever they're facing, help them to find you in your word. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.